I would like you to imagine there are two paths. One of them is easy to follow, while the other is hard to follow. If they lead to the same place, you'd probably take the easy path. However, if the easy path leads to eternal suffering, while the hard path leads to eternal life, would you still take the easy path? You probably wouldn't take the easy path anymore, even though the other path is much harder. These paths are a representation of the two paths mentioned in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. If you would like to, turn there with me. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, Jesus says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." This passage explains, the way is broad that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life. The broad way can also be called the way of lawlessness, and the narrow way can be called the way of righteousness. The way of lawlessness is easy to follow because you do things for yourself that you want, as Jude 1:11 informs. The way of lawlessness is also broad because there are many false teachers that love what they get from unrighteousness, as put in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. One reason the way of righteousness is hard to follow is because you have to follow the golden rule, which is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, if you'd like to turn there with me. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, Jesus says, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." There may be times when people make it hard to do what is said in this verse. Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 states, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." This verse tells us to pursue peace with all men and to set ourselves apart from men to God. These are the two paths we can follow. Which path do we want to be on? Where do we want to go? The broad way leads to hell, while the narrow way leads to heaven. Hell is not a place we want to go because it is a place of punishment and suffering. If you'd like to turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment." This verse tells us that the Lord will reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. Another reason we don't want to go to hell is because there is wailing and gnashing of teeth, as stated in Matthew chapter 13, verse 42. A reason we want to go to heaven is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. If you'd like to look at that with me, turn there now. 1 Peter chapter 1 through 4 states, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." This means heaven is pure, and it will stay pure, and it is everlasting. Another reason we want to go to heaven is because a place has been prepared for us there, as seen in John chapter 14, verse 2. You now know where you want to go. Now we need to find where we are right now. How do you know which path you are on? One way we can do that is by testing ourselves. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified." This verse tells us to examine ourselves while partaking in the Lord's Supper. Another time to examine yourself is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 5, which says to examine and fix yourself before correcting others. You have figured out where you are. Now you need to know how to help yourself or others that are on the wrong path get to the right one. How do you get on the right path? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 states, "For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death." This verse says that repentance leads to salvation. In Luke 3:3, John the Baptist taught that you need to repent in order for your sins to be forgiven. After you have turned away from your sins, you need to believe and confess, which can be found in Romans 10:9. Then you need to be baptized, which is found in Mark 16:16. Finally, you need to remain faithful, which can be found in Matthew 24:13. When you are on the right path, you need to continually check to make sure you haven't drifted or fallen away from God. This applies to all of us, because everyone is on one of these two paths. We need to constantly be working to stay on the right path. In conclusion, I have told you of the two paths you can take, have had you think about which path you want to take, which one you are on now, and how you and others can get on and stay on the right path.